Good afternoon, and thank you all to be here. It's our first call in a week. And again, just to bring the city and the residents of the city up to speed with what is going on with the COVID-19 pandemic through the city of Timmins. In the week that we were away, unfortunately, we had another death due to COVID-19, and our condolences and our sincere best wishes to the family, our extended. It's always tragic when something like this happens, of course, and this is the 10th case of the 10th fatality we've had associated with COVID-19 in our community. Again, our sincere condolences to the loved ones and families of that victim. We've got Dr. Canton on the line. I'll hand it directly over to you.
Good morning. Thank you. So, yes, unfortunately, today, part of the update is the fact that we have had a seventh death related to COVID-19, and again, our continued sympathies to the loved ones of the individual and family and friends, and continue to think of them and others that have been lost and impacted by COVID-19 throughout this pandemic. At this point, we are announcing no new positive cases. This is the 16th day in a row where we have had this good news. However, we do need to continue to remain committed to the infection prevention measures and the public health measures that really got us here. We can't forget the hard work that has led to this reduction in cases, that has led to reduced spread, and we need to continue with that commitment. We need to maintain our ongoing precautions in order to make sure that we are limiting the numbers of potential COVID-19 infections, that we are acting in a manner that still considers exposure to be possible and probable throughout our communities, and that we continue to work hard and support one another to prevent tragic outcomes. There have been over 4,800 tests done across the Porcupine Health Unit area. Again, the total number of positive is at 65, and we are at only two that are currently active. With respect to the public health measures, so we know that we're starting to see things open up, and the Porcupine Health Unit has continued to work with local businesses and workplaces across the health unit to ensure that the steps and precautions and guidance is in place to ensure the safety of all staff, of all clients using any services that are allowed to open under the current restrictions, to make sure that we're really reducing potential spread. Across the Porcupine Health Unit, we are pleased to see that the cases have not increased, but again, continue to promote testing across the region. We were able to announce on April 12th increased, sorry, give me one moment, please. Sincere apologies for that interruption. So across the health unit, we were able to announce increased testing on April the 12th, and we did see an increase in people calling for tests for quite some time. The testing rates continue to be above provincial rates for testing across the health unit. However, we did notice a decrease in individuals calling with symptoms over the last couple of weeks, and I've been really trying to promote this with all our healthcare partners and publicly. And then over the weekend, we heard Premier Ford's announcement around encouraging even individuals without symptoms to be tested. And so at this point in time, any individual who feels that they may be at risk or is worried they may have been exposed to COVID-19 can access testing at the assessment centers across the Porcupine Health Unit area. It is important to note that the assessment centers operate with continued collaboration and extensive commitment from local healthcare partners within each community, and we are working with them to determine what the processes will continue to be. And at this point in time, it remains recommended for individuals to call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider if you wish to have testing for COVID-19. They will still go through questions to determine whether or not you have symptoms, and that is not to determine whether or not you will be tested. As mentioned, people will not be denied testing, but it's in order to have an appropriate risk assessment for the next potential steps as we conduct the testing and to also get a sense of the data and who we're seeing at assessment centers and who's being testing. Individuals will then be referred to the appropriate assessment center for testing, and the reason for ongoing commitment to allowing appointments to occur is to ensure that we don't have crowding at assessment centers, that the appropriate spacing out of appointments is provided, to ensure that charting, all of that information is available for the assessment center teams to expedite the visit once you do arrive at an assessment center. And if there's any barriers to this, the local assessment center teams are and the health unit remain committed to ensuring that everyone does have access to testing. The health unit continues to work with long-term care homes, retirement homes, homeless shelters, and other congregate living settings to ensure that not only the important infection prevention measures are in place, but also to ensure access to testing for any symptomatic individuals, which does remain an ongoing priority across the health unit and across the province. But also to, I just want to let everyone know that all of these facilities and organizations have remained exceedingly committed to ensuring that all of these measures are being followed, that we are all working together to ensure the safest atmospheres and environments for all of our community members, to ensure that infection prevention measures are being followed, that we're identifying any individuals who may have symptoms to be tested in a timely fashion. And everyone remains committed to protecting staff, residents, patients, and all community members. With respect to testing itself, I think it's really important that we need every individual who is tested to understand what a test result means and what it doesn't mean. When we have a negative test, especially in light of someone who is asymptomatic and getting tested, as per Premier Ford's comments around just sort of wanting to check and see whether or not you're positive or not, it's really important to remember that the testing is only good for the day that you were tested. So the testing results being negative may be reassuring, and we understand why that would be reassuring for individuals who are tested. But you need to keep in mind that it only tells you about that actual day you were tested. It doesn't tell you about previous infections. It does not tell you that you cannot be infected or that you're not incubating illness the day after or 3 days after or 4 days after. So it's exceedingly important that we continue to follow the infection prevention measures regardless of any negative test results. A negative test result cannot be used to remove the important measures that prevent the spread of illness. It cannot be used to allow you to visit with other individuals, especially those that are more vulnerable, like our senior population, our elderly population, those in long-term care. We continue to work so hard to protect all of these individuals, and we need to remain committed to do so. Anyone who does receive a negative test in light of being asymptomatic and wanting to check and see, we need to remember that if you develop symptoms at any point in time, you need to self-isolate and stay home and contact the appropriate assessment center referral process to become retested. Strict diligence to hand washing, to physical distancing when we're out in public spaces, to ensuring that we're wiping down frequently washed surfaces, and for consideration of non-medical mask use when you're out in the public and unable to maintain that physical distancing of 2 meters remains exceedingly important. As we see the businesses open up, the other thing that we continue to ensure we're promoting is anyone who is unwell, please stay home. Please don't go to work. Please don't go shopping. Please don't visit with others. That is one. These are evidence-based measures that have really reduced our numbers, and we need to maintain committed to them. COVID information line remains open. Our assessment centers remain open. We continue to work with all of our community partners, municipalities, healthcare partners, social service sectors, and the general public to reduce the spread of COVID-19. We thank each and every one of you for your ongoing commitment, your ongoing support, and your dedication to really reducing the spread and preventing tragic outcomes. Please don't stop. Don't let your guard down. Stay safe. Stay home if you're unwell. Stay positive. Merci beaucoup. Miigwech. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Catton. Now, as you can imagine, she's being pulled in many directions. So Dr. Catton has agreed to stay on the line for just a couple of quick questions if there are any, but we'll have to leave. So I'll go to the media right now.
It's Bob at Moose FM. Dr. Catton, maybe the mayor might want to comment on this too. Just wondering, with the streak of 16 days and people interpreting that as looking like we're flattening the curve, is there any move towards this region being declared a region unto itself, so not tied to whatever decision is made in Toronto about loosening restrictions?
Hi, Bob. If it's okay with Mayor Pierre, I'll go ahead and start, and I think he may have definitely want to add to that.
Sure.
At this point in time, the restrictions and the loosening of public health measures, precautions, and any emergency orders do remain province-wide, and I think it is still a little bit early. It is a good sign that we've not had the numbers increase over the last 16 days, but again, I simply cannot caution enough that it's not time to let our guard down, that we don't know for certain yet where we're at, that as we have not yet seen what the implications have been of things slightly opening up. We need a full 2 weeks, plus probably a little bit more than that, to really determine what the impact of any loosening of restrictions or opening up of the province has actually resulted in. So we're not quite there yet. Additionally, I think the other thing that we need to keep in mind is as we look at regional differences, and there are discussions around whether or not that's something that may be considered. The other important part is as you see some areas have more increased burden of disease, as restrictions lessen, the travel between areas with greater burden of disease and those that have less is also a significant concern. And so I think that's something that we'll need to be looking forward to as well, and keeping in mind that as restrictions lessen and we have individuals that travel outside of the region to areas with greater numbers of cases, what impact does that have on the local risk when individuals return from such areas, and what types of precautions would we consider following at that point in time? And I think that's where we still see the physical distancing, the washing the hands, all of those things are going to be the new norm for some time yet. We know there's going to be a second wave. We're expecting it. We're preparing for it. I think it's going to be a new norm for quite some time yet. But as far as regionalizing what those recommendations are, at this point in time, it remains province-wide.
But do you want to change it? Do you want it to be more regionalized?
At this point, I still think it's too early.
Okay, thank you.
Bob, I agree with everything that Dr. Cannon has said. There is no indication from the province that, in fact, that they're going to regionalize the province, if you will, and simply because they haven't put travel restrictions in place. We don't want travel restrictions to be put in place. I mean, the trade between the north and the south, I don't know how we would survive up here without the free flow of goods back and forth. With that comes the risk, of course, of contamination or spread of the virus. It's still very, very, very strong in the southern part of the province. Only the last couple of days that they were down to the 200 new cases per day. So it's just the nature of our economy, and we're doing very, very well up here by following everything, all of the guidance and all of the recommendations of the healthcare professionals. 16 days. I want to see it 160 days. I'm not quite convinced that, you know, I don't think there's any reason we need to have a second phase. The message is so dreadfully simple, and it all relates to personal space, six and a half feet. We can conduct business at a distance of 6.5 feet. We am very concerned about the concept of another phase in October, November. And very pragmatically, Bob, where are we going to get the money? The federal government, we're approaching trillions of dollars worth of debt nationally. Where are we going to get the money? If you heard me say it last night, or perhaps, Bob, you didn't hear me say it last night.
Yeah, likely.
We've got one chance to do this and do it right, and that's right now. The message is dreadfully simple. It's not going to change. I think the method of how we're doing business right now will be the way we're doing business for the foreseeable future, and I think everybody's okay with that. I think everybody's okay with that. I think there have to be changes when we open up the schools in the fall. Most of our schools are half open, if you will, or half full. You won't get 30 kids in a classroom. You'll get 15. You may end up hiring more teachers. You may have to move money out of boards and bureaucracy and to benches and teachers in classrooms. things like that. We're going to have to think creatively about the future and how we make this happen. But come October, November, we don't want to be facing the possibility with another surge in this. We can do this correctly working together here. We're not out of this, and I'm quite happy that the rules and regulations are still province wide.
Okay, so you wouldn't be in favor of our region being given its own autonomy if we are way ahead of, say, Southern Ontario in recovering from this pandemic?
No, because I think autonomy is an illusion because of the travel. The travel is required to keep our businesses open and operating and running. Autonomy is an illusion.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other questions from the media for Dr. Catton? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to, I believe, Kaylee Russell with the Timmins and District Hospital is with us today.
Hi, good afternoon. So once again, we would like to extend our sincere condolences to the family and friends of the individual who passed on the weekend as well. 16 days with no positive cases is very positive progress, but that is exactly what it is, progress. We are not business as usual yet. The health unit has mentioned it numerous times, but we can expect to see more cases in the future in our area. The most important thing that we can do is to continue to follow the public health measures in place and ensure that this pandemic remains as short as possible. Ensuring the safety of our patients and staff remains the highest priority at the Timmins and District Hospital. Public health officials have recommended the use of facial coverings when physical distancing is challenging or not possible. And as part of the precautionary measures in place at the hospital, all individuals attending must wear a mask or a facial covering. At this time, we are asking those who need to attend hospital to please consider bringing your own non-medical facial covering if you do have to attend the hospital. In an effort to conserve the medical grade masks for the medical personnel, we are putting out a call for donations of homemade masks and facial coverings at this time. These non-medical masks would be provided to individuals who are attending the hospital. Donations can be brought to the front entrance of the hospital in a sealed plastic bag between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. daily. For more information or for specifics about what masks would be appropriate, you can reach out to us on our general inquiries line at 705-267-2131, or you can send us an email at generalinquiries@tadh.com. As always, we are asking our community to stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel only, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
Thanks, Kaylee. Next, we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. So on behalf of the board and all of the employees at the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, I'd like to pass along our condolences to the friends and family of the individual who recently passed. And for emergency medical services, I'd like to remind everybody that it is Paramedic Services Week. On again, behalf of the all of the employees and the board, like to express our gratitude to our paramedics. We continue to be inspired by their commitment and dedication every day of the year, not only this week, but particularly inspired by the commitment to service during this time of COVID-19. And saying that, yesterday we had 26 calls with 13 in Timmins, and 7 of those failed the screening. On the food security front, almost as inspirational is the commitment of the volunteers. Yesterday, we had 173 meals prepared and delivered through a combination of First Baptist Church, McIntyre Arena, and the Living Space. In terms of homelessness, the numbers are up slightly, with 25 at the MAC, 30 at Northern College, and 10 at Living Space. And we continue to work with service providers and our Living Space personnel to get people housed from these locations, and we remain on site at all three locations monitoring social distancing and ensuring people are safe. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. From here, we'll go back to the media for any general questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll hand it over to Mayor Perry for closing remarks.
Again, my sincere condolences on behalf of the City of Timmins and all the council to the family and friends and loved ones of the individual that passed away on the weekend due to COVID-19. Having said that, at the same time, we've had 16 days without a new case. This shows that what we're doing, and by following all the advice of the healthcare professionals, is working. It's working. It's a great start. When we walk out into this opening up of the economy, we look around and we see the phenomenal effort of all the groups that have been putting their heads together and saying, we can do this to keep you safe. We can do this to conduct business safely. It's tremendously inspirational, the amount of effort done by everybody. As Brian Marks has just said, I echo all of his sentiments there in relation to the phenomenal amount of work that's being done in the community. We've had some nice weather, heading into nice weather. We've got the luxury of lots of outdoors and lots of space, and we can enjoy it. We can be outdoors and be safe and breathing fresh air, and it's a great place to live. Timmins is probably one of the best places to live if we're going to go through this and suffer a pandemic, because we've got space and fresh air, and we can do this. The message is very, very simple. We're doing a great job. Zero calls from the on COVID-19 related calls from the police TPS, and so obviously everybody's doing and listening to this message. Please keep it up. I know we can do it. We don't need to suffer any kind of second wave. We don't need to have any kind of spike in cases. We just have to keep diligent, and we have to understand, you know, the old sports adage, it ain't over till it's over. And we're getting there, but we're not through this. Our next conversation on COVID-19 will be June 4th, which is actually a week and a day today. It'll be Thursday, June 4th. By that time, if there's been any incidents or cases or spike in cases, I hope there isn't, as a result of our Victoria Day holiday weekend. There wasn't a lot of reports, as I reported already from the police chiefs about undue gatherings. So let's keep it up. We're getting through this, and we're getting through this together. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. Thanks to the member of the media. The next meeting will be tentatively scheduled for June 4th. In the time being, if you have any media inquiries, Gary at the Porcupine Health Unit and Heather at the City of Timmins, of course, are always available to try to facilitate those conversations. Stay safe. Thanks. Bye.